This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, November 20th, brought to you by U.S. Soy. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow began the week by releasing her version of a five-year farm bill. South Dakota Congressman Dusty Johnson says the text was needed long before the lame duck session began.
Chair Stabenow releasing her text makes it almost impossible to get a farm bill done under any kind of regular order yet this year. And I just don't know how we'd have time to do a conference committee. We're pretty far apart on some of the policies. So it's going to be pretty hard for us to get a farm bill done this year when we've been battling both the clock and the Senate.
Wisconsin 3rd District Representative Derek Van Orden was very critical of the upper chamber's action.
It is grossly irresponsible what the Senate has been doing. They're 2 years late, and we're supposed to be like, oh, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I do appreciate it, but I don't appreciate the fact that my farmers and everybody in the agriculture industry has been really, really nervous.
Van Orden says Washington will not fail to approve a farm bill language, even if it is another extension.
We're not going to allow the farm bill to go back to permanent law. That is not going to happen. We've got the fallback to the fallback to the fallback, which is essentially a year extension. People need to understand, just because there's a one-year extension, that gives us time to work on the farm bill.
Johnson said even an extension may not be an easy row in the partisan environment on Capitol Hill.
We're still in the era of divided government for the next couple of months. Hard to know what, politics is the art of the possible, so we just have to get into the negotiations and see what we can get.
Johnson believes the American voters spoke loudly in the election, and farm programs as well as conservation were included in the mix.
The voters said with a pretty clear voice that they were not interested in more leftist or woke policies. And I think that means that particularly with regard to conservation, we just want to make sure that we're taking a broad-based, comprehensive view of what makes sense.
Van Orden said a farm bill extension might provide time to include need provisions for his constituents.
I want my dairy programs to be done, so DBI has got to be in there. I want Home Milk for Healthy Kids to get in there because it's going to re-revolutionize, get our young people drinking milk again in school and eating different types of dairy products. I mean, it's super, super big. There's three different centers that help work on forwarding the dairy industry by doing different research, but I want those. Obviously, crop insurance has to be funded.
Arkansas Senator John Bozeman, who will chair the Ag Committee in the 119th Congress, says a simple extension isn't enough. He says farmers and ranchers need assistance and certainty now.
We need a situation where we provide some economic assistance for this terrible year that we've had this year. And then also looking forward, we need to be in a situation where we increase the safety nets so that farmers will be able to go to their banks and borrow the money they're going to need going forward.
Bozeman said negotiations are being held to determine what can be included in an extension of the old 2018 Farm and Nutrition Law.
We're talking to the appropriators. You know, this will be going through the Appropriations Committee to a large extent, talking to the authorizers and trying to figure out a path forward. It's really important.
On a separate note, Dusty Johnson says he's not sure about former Congressman Lee Zeldin's view of renewable energy, but he's confident in where the new White House stands on the measure.
I don't know much about his view of biofuels, but I would say that his boss loves American energy. His boss understands that prosperity is unlocked through affordable energy. You simply can't have affordable energy without tapping into biofuels.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by U.S. Soy. The tiny, unassuming soybean is a mighty force, providing the protein, oil, and fiber that powers people and our planet in multiple ways, sustainably and reliably, harvest after harvest. With unmatched versatility, U.S. soy is meeting the world's growing demand for food, feed, fuel, and so much more. Learn more about soy's superpower at wholebean.ussoy.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.